Our world seems beset by crisis. For us, climate change is the defining issue of our time. But we know many intelligent people who point to the refugee crisis, war, poverty, human rights atrocities, pollution of all sorts, and the ongoing struggle against totalitarianism as the primary problem we all face. And although this is an exhausting list, it is not an exhaustive one. Even if we don't feel like we're all going to hell in a handbasket, it is easy to feel despair in the face of these vast, interlocking problems. We began this book because we were looking for reasons to choose hope over despair. We find these reasons in the stories of transformation and learning that we share here, and in the idea of transformational learning as a way of moving through the crises that surround us. What we have realized is that neither hope nor despair is sufficient, and neither is entirely relevant. Both hope and despair are emotions that are focused on the future rather than the present. The process of building a society that is based on compassion and care for the earth and all its beings, human and otherwise, is not something that can happen only in the future. It can and must happen now. And, fortunately, for the sake of our collective future well-being, it is happening now. In this book, we explore the stories and experiences of individuals who are living as if the world is changing into that compassionate and caring society, and, by doing so, are changing the world. In exploring these people's stories, we are not advocating a response to climate change or any of the other issues that stop with the personal. What we are advocating is an acknowledgement of the central importance of personal change and learning in changing our world. Because all changes are initiated by people, be they individual, community, corporate, or broader changes, all change is, in part, personal change. The people we write about here have found ways to maintain hope while acknowledging despair, and to build lives based on integrity and concern for the earth and its inhabitants. As they have done this, they have begun to challenge and change the stories and structures that support the world as it is, and perhaps change other people's stories as well. We are writing from Canada's Gulf Islands, and many of the stories we share come from the Gulf Islands too. We are located in the southwest corner of British Columbia, just north of the San Juan Islands in the United States of America. However, while the majority of stories are from the islands, they could happen anywhere. They are tales of ordinary people embracing hope, taking action, and transforming the world. We start our book with a section we call changemaking, beginning with a story about eggs. In the second chapter, we talk about transformation, what we mean by it and how it comes about. The third chapter talks about ways we learn. In the fourth chapter, we discuss how transformation and learning can come together to create value-driven change at the individual, community, and societal levels. In section B, Stories and Reflections, we hear from people as they tell their stories of transformation. We hear how change has happened through people's experiences with food, shelter, transportation, waste, energy, and economics. Each chapter is introduced with a quick overview of the issue, addressed in various ways in the stories. The stories are followed by our reflections. The final chapter in this section provides a discussion about the path forward. The book closes out with our Changemaker's Manual, proposed as a guidebook for anyone, anywhere, who wants to be part of co-creating a new society.